Zok the Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Bava Kama Perik Beis Mishnah Dalid. We learned in Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalid that there is such a thing as a Shor Hatam becoming a Shor Hamuyot. If he does even something which is not the ordinary for a Shor to do, but if he does it enough times, he becomes a Shor Hamuyot. In other words, the Bailam can no longer say, "Oh, I didn't think he was going to do this." Well, you know that your animal does this. So our Mishnah is now going to explain how does a Shor Hatam become a Shor Hamuyot. Now, once again, just a quick reminder, what's the difference in a tam and a muyet? So we know that a tam pays chatzi nezek, shor muyet pays nezek shalom, but there are other differences. What's the other difference that we already learned? A shor tam pays chatzi nezek, but only migufoy, only out of the guf of the shor. So if my shor is worth 100, and it kills your shor, which is worth 600, I'm not going to pay 300. The max I'm going to pay is 100. If my shor was worth 300, I would pay up to 300. A muyet pays nezek shalom me'aliyah. Doesn't make a difference how much my shor is worth. There's a third chiluk, and that is that a shor muyet that kills a person, there's the din of kaifer. The bailam have to pay kaifer. We'll see more about that later on. But right now, our Mishnah asks two shilas. First, once again, Perik Bey's Mishnah Dalet, Ezehu Tam. When would a shor muyet reverse, return to its status of a tam, the ezehu muyet, and when does the shor become a muyet? In regard to both, there's a machlokes tanoi. Rabbi Yehuda holds muyet. What's a shor muyet? Kol sheheiduvai shloisha yamin. In other words, it gored 3 times during 3 separate days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And after each negicha, after each time it gored, the bailam were warned, watch your shor. That's when the shor becomes a shor hamuyot. The 4th time the shor is going to gore someone, the bailam will pay nezek shalom. Vitam, when would a shor hamuyot return to the status of a shor tam? The shor passed other oxen. He passed another ox for 3 days in a row, and he didn't gore the other ox. So he returns to the status of a shor tam, because we see the shor doesn't have this bad midah anymore of just goring an ox that he sees. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda zehalt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir argues, as we explained, on both how Rabbi Yehuda holds a shor becomes a shor hamuyot and how Rabbi Yehuda holds it returns back to becoming a shor tam. According to Rabbi Meir, muyot, when does a shor become a muyot? Shehidu by shalosh piyamim. It doesn't have to be on 3 separate days. It's not just if he gored another shor on Sunday, then on Monday, then on Tuesday. Even if he did 3 shvarim on one day, on Sunday, gored 3 shvarim. If he did it on 3 separate days for sure, then we see this is just his habit. Maybe if he did it on one day, I would think, he was pinked in a bad mood that day. No, says Ramey. If he gored 3 shvarim, even on one day, he becomes a shor muyet. V'tam. How would he become a tam once he was a muyet? How does he go back to becoming a tam? Koshu atenoikos memash mishinboy ve'en negech. If children are like chepping the shor, as unfortunately children sometimes do, and they're trying to get the shor to get angry, and despite that the shor doesn't get angry, that's a simon that is once again a shor tam. Now, Rabbi Meir would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that if 3 days passed, and he saw shvarim in those days and he didn't gore them, he returns to being a shor tam. Rabbi Meir is adding that even on one day, if you have this case where the children were chapping him, that's what Tosfos says, and still he didn't allow himself to be incited, then he also goes back to being a shor tam. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Bey's Mishnah Dalid. Our Mishnah essentially asks 2 questions. How does a shor hamuyot become back a tam, and how does a shor tam become a shor hamuyot? Rabbi Yehuda says for a shor tam to become a shor hamuyot, it has to gore on 3 separate days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, let's say. Each time the bailam were warned, the 4th time he becomes a shor hamuyot. How would he become back a shor tam if 3 days passed by and each time he had the opportunity to gore another shor and he didn't? According to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't have to be 3 separate days. Even if the shor gored another shor or other shvarim 3 times on the same day, the bailam were warned constantly, it becomes a shor hamuyot. And in order for the shor hamuyot to become back a shor tam, it doesn't have to be on 3 separate days that he saw shvarim and he didn't gore them, even if it all happened on one day. But what happened was, children were trying to chepa the shor, trying to entice the shor, trying to get it angry, and the shor was a good shor? No, it stayed calm. That's a siman that it's back a shar tam. Now, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that in order for a shar to become a shar muyit, it would have to gore on three separate days. And the halach is like Rabbi Meir, that in order for it to become back a shar tam, if children try to chep it and it doesn't respond, it's a shar tam. You know what we learn from here? If this is true for a shar, how much more so is it true for a human being? Even if someone did something very wrong, but if you have others that try to entice him to do it again, and he says, no, this time I'm not doing it. I'm listening to Hashem. I'm not going to listen to friends that tell me to do foolish things. If that's a tshuva for a shar, imagine how much more so it's a tshuva for a human being.